Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILA.
Welcome back to the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. You can follow us on Facebook, The Jack and Tom Show, or Twitter, Jack and Tom 1320. Tom, you've been in Waverly High School.
Yeah, Ben. I was over to scrimmage. This is a great facility out there, great football field.
You go into the gym, and you see jerseys.
Yeah.
As you walk in.
Got some pro athletes that came out of Waverly High.
Not bad. I mean, what school can say they've got a World Series winner? They got a guy who's been a star, basically, in two Super Bowls.
Right.
Got a guy with the Stanley Cup. I mean, basketball. You know, people thought Marcus Taylor was going to be destined for the NBA. But they've really had some outstanding individuals, including a guy who wore number 25 over there. And his
tailback, wasn't he?
Yeah, his tailback. And they became a wide receiver, and much, much more, and that is our next guest, Mohsin Muhammad. Hello, Moose. How you doing?
Jack and Tom, I'm awesome. Thanks for having me on the show this morning.
Well, I want to talk to you a little bit about your days at Waverly and Michigan State, and then in the pros with the Panthers and the Bears, and also what you're doing now with the Big Ten Network, and a tremendous piece we saw on you this week, The Next Level, which really chronicled your development and all the things you have going back in Charlotte. Charlotte is home for you now, right?
That's correct, Jack. Charlotte is home, and I'm in Atlanta, Georgia right now, believe it or not, with my daughters, and they play AAU basketball. I also started a basketball nonprofit organization called the NC Spartans, believe it or not. So, wonder where I got that name from.
Mohsin, yes, this time, you know, I saw the feature in the Big Ten Network of what you're doing with young kids, and I was just tremendously impressed by it. Who are the role models, the coaches, the mentors, the teachers in your life that put you in the right direction to have the mentality to help young people?
Well, you know, I think it started off at a very, ripe age. I was in the seventh grade when I first laced my first pair of cleats up and played for a guy named David Miller and the Miller Breakers, and that was really my first exposure to football, and what a life-changing experience that was. I had a lot of fun, had opportunity to meet and play with some really great kids and great guys at the time, and that was just fun. When I got to high school, Mr. Evans and Coach Evans and Coach Prayley, those are my two freshman football coaches at Waverly High School, and those two guys were very influential. And right. I think Bill Prayler, who was my freshman coach, he was my social studies teacher as well, and really taught me a lot about life, and he was just a great guy. I would have to say, there were a number of people there, but I think right off the bat, just early on, those two guys were kind of in the early stages of my life there.
Dick Evans was a big Mohsin Muhammad fan. I can remember several conversations with him on the phone back when I was at the Lansing State Journal. Mm-hmm. And then on to Michigan State and a position switch. And another guy who was a big Mohsin fan was George Perlis.
Yes, he was.
It wasn't always easy at Michigan State, and you had some growing up to do, and have you ever done it? As we saw on that Big Ten Network special, the school that you helped start and the things that you have done in that community with the foundation, and now a family of six, including two children that you adopted from Ethiopia, correct?
Absolutely. Well, you know what? We got to back up a little bit here because I had two high school coaches there when I got to varsity that were pretty influential in my life, too, and that's Kevin Burns, who was my varsity football coach. And believe it or not, one guy who I kind of bump heads with all the time, but he stood his ground and taught me a lot about just life, and that was Phil Ollum. he was a great guy as well, my basketball coach over there at Lance and Waverly. But yeah, once I got to Michigan State, You know, George Perlis obviously was a kind of a father figure for me, and was a great guy, and you know, had an opportunity to get drafted, get to the NFL here, and you know, while in Charlotte, been doing quite a bit with nonprofit, started an organization back in 1999, mentoring to young men, and have continued to do that. And also had an opportunity to do some things in business and start a daycare facility, and I own two daycares, and that's been a lot of fun. And in the mix of that, playing a couple Super Bowls and everything else, so it's been fun.
One of the top 20 receivers in NFL history, statistically, and you mentioned Kevin Burns. Tom, the last time I talked to Kevin Burns was when Muhsin Muhammad came back to Waverly. Talk about giving back.
Right.
And we've talked about athletes who have done that and athletes who have done that.
Oh, yeah.
And here's a guy comes back, takes care of the weight room, takes care of equipping the team, shoes, whatever the case may be. It just takes one phone call, and this guy is there.
Hey, Mooson, I want to get not to go too heavily into the coaching philosophy, but those coaches that you mentioned, what are the two or three big-time characteristics that made them great coaches?
You know, I think it was be the same guy every day, show up ready to work every single day, give it your best, and just have fun and play hard. And those are the things that I carried over with me into college. I carried over into the pros. And if you ever ask any, player that I played with or coach that I played for in the NFL, I think that's one of the things I'll tell you is that every day I showed up and every practice was a game for me. And that's the way that I prepared. And when I went on the field or when I had to go play on Sundays or Mondays or whatever day it was, it wasn't a challenge. I didn't have to get up for the game. I didn't have to make any adjustments because, you know, I was always at game speed. So, I mean, it's just how I worked. And I think those were instilled in me at an early age.
We're talking with Muhsin Muhammad, former Lansing Waverly and Michigan State standout. Gone on to a distinguished career in the National Football League, now with the Big Ten Network. Watching that special, Moose, you talked about the legacy of Michigan State receivers. Some of them have had some problems off the field, but they've all been very good performers on it, and I think you and Courtney Hawkins in particular have acquitted yourself very, very well away from competition. But you also talked about the brotherhood with Big Ten athletes, and how it's different from the ACC and SEC guys. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have a unique bond amongst the guys. I mean, even, you know, Ohio State and Michigan guys, you know, we joke about, playing against each other in college, but, you know, the Michigan and Michigan State guys, I'll tell you what, my senior year at Michigan State, we played in a high rivalry game against Michigan, and wind up winning that ball game. And lo and behold, the next year, that spring when I was getting drafted, I go and sit down into the locker room, and I look over, and the guy next to me is Tim Biakabutuka, who was a starting running back from Michigan. And, you know, we went from enemies to friends in no time. And so, I mean, it was just kind of, just a unique type of fraternity brotherhood where it was, you know, Big Ten against all the other conferences once you make it out of college football.
Moosin, you know, I recall, you know, I saw that that clip when you were talking about that and about the camaraderie you have with other Big Ten receivers. And during that portion, they showed the 1995 Michigan-Michigan State game, the 28-25. You had obviously big catches in that game. Can you talk about that game 1 week away from Michigan-Michigan State coming up here? So your reflections on that great battle.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was an epic battle. I mean, it was one of the great all-time, shootouts and, you know, some really good athletes that played in that game. I'm still friends with Charles Woodson, and you know, obviously, you know, he's having a stellar career and playing with Green Bay now. But we were matched up in that game, and I was able to beat him on the playoff. It's just something that we kind of joke about or laugh about, and obviously he went on to be a Heisman Trophy winner and do some great things in the NFL. And but, you know, it's just one of those things where, you play against guys like that. You play in big, epic battles like that, and it's in those games that you never, ever forget. And it was just great to be a part of that. I mean, that is a great rivalry. That's what makes the Big Ten. The Big Ten is that you have schools that are so close together, schools that can compete and, share the same recruiting area, share the same fan bases, and then, you know, it just makes those games so intense. But, you know, that game, and we went down to the wire. I mean, we were a two-minute drive. I think Derek Mason caught a ball off of a tip or something like that, fell on the ground. You know, Nigel Carter wound up with catching the game-winning touchdown. And but that second half, I mean, there were just a lot of Amani Toomer, who's still a good friend of mine, and Brian Greasy, and I mean, just quite a few guys wound up playing. How about I'm playing with Brian Greasy against the Philadelphia Eagles one year when I'm with the Chicago Bears, and he throws me the game-winning touchdown. We go on a drive with like 50 seconds left to go. We got to go 96 yards to beat the Philadelphia Eagles at their place. And Brian Greasy, who I played against in college, winds up being the guy who throws me a game-winning touchdown. So, you know, it's just one of those deals where, one of those epic kind of games winds up, just being a big part of your life, and you wind up playing with or against those guys for the rest of your life.
Our guest, Mohsin Mohammed, former Waverly and Michigan State standout and star with the Carolina Panthers and Chicago Bears, has the longest reception in Super Bowl history, talking about an 85-yarder for a touchdown, has touchdowns with two different teams in Super Bowls, also scored with the Bears. And I don't know, if Tom Brady hadn't done his magic, you might have been the MVP of the Super Bowl with Carolina. How much do you miss football now, Moose?
Well, I tell you, it was a tough decision for me to make. But when I weighed all my options out, it was the obvious best decision. And I just retired in June. I don't know if I miss it terribly, but I can tell you this: I have no regrets because, like I said, when I went out on the football field, Jack, every time I practiced, every time I played, I gave it every single thing that was in my body. And I laid it all on the line, and when it was time to move on, I was at peace with that. And so, even now I can turn a game on and not feel bad about not playing because, I played at the highest level. I've done some amazing things. I come from a very small town where, we have the mentality that we want to shake up the world. I mean, every athlete that made it out of Waverly and did something big probably shared that same type of motivation where you may want to shake up the world and do something incredible. And, like you said, I mentioned John Schmoltz and some other guys that have come through the school there. But, I'm still good friends with John. And, it's just kind of one of those things where when you get ready to hang it up, hey, man, we've done all that we wanted to do.
I would refer you to the website, the foundation, the M2 Foundation. Is it M2 or M squared?
It's M squared, but we do say, a lot of people say M2, though.
So. All right. It's a M and then the numeral 2 Foundation for Kids that enhances the mental and physical development of children. And, you see guys and they become men through this whole process of football, Tom. You've seen a lot of guys come in and they come out a lot better than they went in. And this is example, Exhibit A. And you can see him on the Big Ten Network, Mohsin Mohammed. Thanks so much, Moose. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Yeah, that's right. Check me out. It's a football report. It's a Big Ten report. It comes on Friday nights at 8 o'clock. Make sure I plug that in because I'm on with some great guys, Mike Hall, Howard Griffith, who's also a Big Ten guy.
Yeah.
He won a couple Super Bowls with Denver, but I played with him in Carolina. So, thanks a lot for having me on, guys.
Thanks, Mohsin.
All right. Thanks so much, Moose.